What time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. Huh, I don't see no cabs nowhere. Wait a minute. Yeah, that one over there. Yeah,
remembering a legend in the music industry, one of the original people in the genre and a great individual, a great musician. We are commemorating the late, great B.B. King, who passed on last week and left many memories around for us to remember and hold sacred. He was a blues icon, and he lifted the blues up to the heights of any music in the world. So we definitely want to commemorate him and talk about his great achievements. And we are broadcasting live from where he was originally discovered by the late program director of WDIA, Mr. Williams, Nat D. Williams, who was the program director, the first African-American disc jockey on the radio with a full show that we know of in America. He discovered B.B. King on the corner of Beale Street, and the rest is history. He's sitting on the corner playing his guitar. He went a long ways from there. He died last week in Las Vegas at his home. And rest in peace. He was one of the founders and beginners of the great blues era that lasted a long time. Preceded the soul music era, the rock and roll era, and everything. Everything, a lot of American and international music was derived from the blues. I mean, we're talking about blues legends, some of his peers and contemporaries, Muddy Waters, Little Walter. Just Lou Milton, Bobby Blue Bland, the great B.B. King. That was the blues era, was a very exciting era at that particular time, especially for young African Americans who were aspiring to get into the music industry, but were told that they couldn't. And this gave them an entry into the industry. And they took advantage of it. And music grew. And the soul era was founded out of that era. And many of these blues musicians were a part of the soul era. B.B. King was definitely a part of the soul era. More so, I mean, at that period of time, I mean, he was the mainstay of the blues in the soul music era. And he would be on the radio with, you would hear Sam Cooke, or you would hear Marvin Gaye, or whatever, but you would hear B.B. King right behind them. I mean, they would all would be there together. You hear Michael Jackson, you hear B.B. King. It was he was a part of the total music industry. He was part of the soul music era. The thrill is gone. Right in the same period of time when you had James Brown, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, and you know, these type of things were going on. And one of the guys that he might be considered to be all the way on the other side of the soul music era, because he was definitely a pop icon, and his act, his group were pop icons. And but this man grew up in the same, within a few blocks of where B.B. King was discovered. I mean, he even though the music is different to a certain extent, but the basic soul is there. And his name, well, everybody, his name is Maurice White. He was a graduate of Booker T. Washington High School here in Memphis, which is the hub of the music community. I mean, the Stax Music is located in that community. Stax is located in the Booker T. Washington High School district. David Porter, one of the original writers and producers at Stax, who coined, let's say, I'm not going to say coined the phrase, but wrote the song "I'm a Soul Man" in the early part of the soul music era, and founded the group Soul Children. And you know, it was a lot of things going on in soul in that particular community, but Maurice White and his great group, the Elements of the Universe, Earth, Wind, and Fire, are, you know, I mean, they're part of American culture and everything, but and they always had a positive outlook on everything. And here's one of the songs that we want you to hear from him and his group with a very positive outlook. Keep your heads to the sky. Earth, Wind, and Fire. A group that will live in infamy for a long time. They are one of the premier groups of our era, of our time. But they were one of the premier groups of the soul music era. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Great Maurice White. All right. We want everybody to go to Amazon.com on your cell phone, on your computer, and take a look at the book, An Excursion in Soul. Check it out. Look at some of the great things that occurred during the soul music era in the music business, not only for soul music, but for music in general. And just check out the book. It has a lot of information in it about a lot of people that, you know, we've heard about. So it is definitely something that you would want to add to your musical and reading collection, because it is definitely a lot of knowledge about the soul music era. During that period of time, I mean, we're talking between the 60s and 90s. These are some exciting years all over America and all over the world. There were things going on that music played a great role in. And, I mean, music was there. It was the Vietnam War. I don't know, the Watergate scandal, different things that was going on during that period of time. I mean, the Kent State Massacre. It was some rough eras, rough times, but music was always there to keep everybody down to earth and feeling like everybody was friends and brothers. It was something that was very, very, very exciting, and we want everybody to check it out. When I wrote the book, An Excursion in Soul, there were a lot of things going on in the music business, and I tried to get as much of it in as possible and get that information into and make sure it was on file so everybody could remember the days. I mean, there were some great musicians back at that period of time. I mean, it was like, you know, I mean, I wouldn't exaggerate, but it was some great musicians, great music people, great vocalists. One of the great vocalists that so many people tried to base their style of singing on and was Donny Hathaway. He was a great figure in the soul music era. And he used to always tell everyone just to make sure your talent is in the forefront. And here he is one more time, the late, great Donny Hathaway, and he's just letting everybody know they've got a friend. Thank you.
know that you got a friend. People can be so cold, yeah, to hurt you and desert you. Take your soul if you let them. Oh, but don't you let them.
You just call out my name, and you know.
The late, great Donny Hathaway with Roberta Flack. Those two were a great couple, and they did some great music together, some great music. And, you know, we miss him very much. And Roberta is still, fire is still burning there. So, we just want everybody to thank God for Pam. He was here with us and for a long period of time. Okay, and as we do every week, getting a little Dr. King in for you. And we shall overcome. One of the greatest speeches, and short but sweet. We shall overcome.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. Physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death. Then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the corner.
Mississippi, which is pretty much it's almost like a suburb of Memphis, so close, and came out of the church. And he was one of the great vocalists of our time. And before him, we had late great Donny Hathaway, and who are, you know, they were a great team. Roberta Black is still a great vocalist, great music person, and someone that we look up to in the music industry because of her talent. And Donny Hathaway, great vocalist. So many people have based their singing style on him and the way he use the diction, the and singing and phrasing. He was a great innovator. The late, great Donny Hathaway. His music will be missed, but we will always remember him and listen to his great music that he put together for us. The late, great Donny Hathaway. We're going to look back again. Now, this is one of the songs out of the book, An Excursion to Soul, Miss Shirley Brown, and written by the late, great Homer Banks and his co-writer and co-composer, Mr. Chuck Brooks, Mr. Petey Brooks, one of the greatest melody writers of our time. Here she is, Miss Shirley Brown. The Billboard charts and out in Jet magazine with song that's in the book, Jay Blackwood. Here it is, Thriller.
Hello. close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Songs that, as you, when you look in the book, if you get a chance to take a look at the book, you'll see where it was all tied in together at that particular time. Thriller, we have a copy of the Johnson Publishing Company. He had Jet Magazine, and that was like the top R&B music in the country, top 20 chart. And you can see Taxi by Jay Blackfoot, number one. Thriller, Michael Jackson, was number five. Then you had Patti LaBelle and Rockwell and all these other great artists in the picture also. But this was a great era. And Thriller was the greatest selling album in the history of music. And we were just blessed to be in the same situation there. But this was the album City Slicker, and this was the first song off the album City Slicker. Jay Blackfoot, formerly lead singer for the Soul Children, and he has a lot of soul in this song. It's some of the old Soul Children type style music written by the late great Homer Banks and Chuck and the great Chuck Brooks, who is still live and kicking in Cincinnati or somewhere making music. But this was the first song off of the City Slicker album, The Way of the City.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
Made his way out to the west coast.
Okay, that was the first song off of the Chai Clamming hit carrying album City Slicker. And the second song off was Taxi, which, like I said, was number one, and Thriller was number five. Great song.
Hey, man, what time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. I don't see no cash no more. Wait, yeah, that one over there. Yeah, taxi, take me to the other side of time, just as fast as you can. Taxi, before my lady puts me down.
Before my lady puts me down, I don't wanna do.
Jay Blackfoot off of the City Slicker album and Taxi. But we want to leave you this week with a great song that we all love, but we want to leave you with the speech that we played earlier. We shall overcome. King Jr.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the corner.
So, peace and love. We'll see you next week. All righty.